Hi, you guys, and welcome to Radcast. It is 2024. It's February. It's the month or the week of Valentine's, I should actually say. It's taking me a little bit longer than I anticipated to get back into this seat of, you know, maybe sharing thoughts and intersection of work and joy and life and growth. And here I am. I had some things to get in order, and I had kind of alluded to that in the last podcast episode. So if you haven't listened, feel free to go back or keep up here. So I saw my very last clients on January 31st as a therapist. That's the kind of big news or unfinished business that I really needed to attend to, which is honoring that it's time. My time has come in at least the role of sitting in the seat as therapist. So to be more specific and more clear, I don't know if I'm old enough to say I'm retiring, but I feel like that's the energy anyway, is I kind of woke up. I had a waking up in November around the grief of my brother, and that grief birthed something in me, which was an awareness that I almost like felt my life turning the page for me, that as I woke up from that 3-day period of really intense grief, I realized that I don't want to do this specific work anymore. And it came like a collision, because this being a therapist is the only professional career I've had. I've been doing this for 17 years. I went right from college to grad school, and this has been my trajectory. It's been my identity. It's been my professional, it's the way I move on earth, I feel like, is my contribution to human beings is providing a really strong container and space for people to come and heal and grow and dream again. And it has been such radically magical work. And so the awareness, like my experience around it was shocking to me also. My body's even reacting as I'm talking about it now. And at this, as much as it was shocking, it was also very clear. So it was an interesting, collision of sorts. It's kind of what it feels like. If I could maybe even liken it, this was maybe around 2005, and I was driving on the freeway, and I took my foot off the gas because I was so shocked by the realization that I really, really, really liked this person named Jesse. And I'd known Jesse since I was, middle school. We'd met doing Outrigger Canoe, and he was like just a dear friend and someone I'd cared about a lot. But it came swerving into my awareness so much so that as I'm on the freeway, I forget I'm driving and almost get into a really intense accident on the freeway because I was so shook by the revelation that I liked Jesse more than the friend and companion he'd always been for me. So he's my now husband, right? And maybe that's why the revelation was so intense for me, is maybe in some way my soul knew that this was like my forever person and that liking him meant more than just a crush, you know? So this awareness felt like that. It felt like, holy shit, everything's about to change. And I've listened and just so been journeying with myself long enough to be confident in my knowing and knowings and following them and trusting myself and trusting this process. And so I just kind of kept following the lead of, and if I did set this down, and if I did let this go, and then immediately, other voices and things come in, like ego or fear around, like, what will I say I do and who will I say I am? And how do I get up out of that seat? And with absolutely no idea of what I'm going to do next or else for work, but at the same time being utterly convinced that, like, it is now. So I watched and walked with that awareness through the rest of November and into December, and decided, like, this is, I am going to go continue. I'm going to honor this collision of sorts. And so I began wrapping up my work with my individual clients. And then I also let my team at Radical Wellness know that I want a new seat and I need a new seat, and I am retiring my therapist chair, if you will. So it has been an emotional journey. I got sick immediately afterwards. The next day, literally, it was like, oh, and then my whole body gave out. And there was some learning in there for me too. Like, my body was also wanting to release, like, the amount of things and stories and experiences and memories and images that it's held for so long. And so I feel like I'm now, let's see, it's like February 12th. I'm now over here, a little bit away from the release, from sharing with not only the people that I've been serving as a therapist, but also the people that I have been sitting with in Radical Wellness for all these years. So I know it also came to a shock to my team. I mean, 100% shock, because it's kind of like, what? And that's what it felt like to me too. So there was some shared shock, and also as that settled, some. So I'm sharing this with you here now for a couple of reasons. One, this podcast has always been a place of honest musing and just kind of very full-hearted processing in an attempt to make space for the things we and the things you wonder about and I wonder about, and to kind of give or shed some light into, I don't know, what happens, again, from both sides of the couch, or what happens, like, human to human, or what this process of evolving looks like. And so how could I not share this here too? So if you have questions, please hit me up on Instagram. Or thoughts. I'd love to hear that too. I don't know entirely what this next shift means for how I envision this podcast doing or becoming, or if there's another seat here for me even. I don't know. So what I'm entering into is really a season of deep trust and leaning into the unknown. And actually, I should say this. The collision was not that I was stepping into the unknown and it feels like fog. To me, what I experienced was this, like, return to joy, this coming back to life, this opportunity to maybe dream again, or come to a blank canvas and think, at least, what else might you want to do? What other careers might be waiting for me? What other forms of like, what else could I do for work? Or what else could I do for, like, my, I feel like it's like my contribution. Like, how do I fit into this world? How can I offer service to, like, I don't know. And that's the point. So what I'm doing in the meantime is I am paying extremely close attention to joy. This has been a thread for me. If you've been listening for a while, this has been something that has been percolating, and now I'm giving it, like, full throttle. And I'll tell you, it's a really interesting process to be with questions around if joy had a voice, or if joy had an idea about today, what would they invite me into? What does joy sound like? What does joy taste like? What is the pace of joy today? Is it a run? Is it a slow morning in bed with a good book? Is it getting up before the kids? Is it sleeping in? What is joy like today? And following this living current around, like, maybe this other current, and this side stream almost. The pace of my life has been something that has sometimes felt incongruent to my joy or incongruent to spaciousness. And so I'm trying to make as much room as I possibly can for that different stream or current, for that like river of like spontaneity of play. And here are all the things that come on the heels of that. My productive self is very much like, but what are you going to do for a job? And then my critical self will join in and be like, you're ridiculous. And yet there's this other like sparkly self that's like, yeah, but I'm going with this now. Yeah, but I trust me. And yeah, but this is what's necessary now. And so I'm in this interesting conversation of sorts, this parts party, this interesting internal like discussion or conversation circling around how I'm using my time. And so I feel like I'm confronting those different selves, the productive self for sure, when I say, you know what, like this morning after the kids went to school, I got back in bed and started reading a book. And that is luxury in its finest. And it's a giant also like wrestle to say, you know what, like I'm fighting against productivity today, that kind of productivity anyway. I need to move out of some of the rules that I have adopted or lived into, or the patterns of waking up that I have like just assumed. So I'm in an interesting deconstructing again period of meaning making and trying to move ego aside around what makes me feel like I'm productive, or what makes me feel like I'm contributing, or what makes me feel like I'm worthy of, you know, of my own time. What makes me feel like I'm worthy of rest, or what makes me feel like I'm worthy of painting or sitting in the backyard like I'm doing right now and listening to the wind chimes and blowing dandelions, you know, like where that, making that type of space again for myself and not rushing and not having any urgency, really moving against urgency in regards to what I'm going to do next. Man, it is like a exercise in letting go. It's an exercise in arriving. It's an exercise in trust. I feel like this is what I mean by like that land of the unknown. And not an unknown that's scary, but an unknown that's actually like of my design. If I zoom out, I'm able to really see that all of this is by our design. How we spend our time and the messages we tell ourselves about how much we've accomplished or how good we are, how worthy we are of our rest or joy or uninhibited life, you know? So I'm taking a season of pause. Is that it? I don't know. I don't know if it's pause. I feel like I'm taking a season of following joy. And I'm really following it, like very much like to the degree of like, I wanted to paint something bright pink. And so I did like to the degree of, again, finding that perfectly right spot in bed and in like snugging in and like opening my book to like the most delicious, like series of getting lost and, giving myself the time and space to really live this type of liberation, to live this type of, I'm not going to bully myself into productivity and I'm not going to pressure myself into doing something spectacular. I'm going to give myself over to this season and allow nothing, allow breath, allow God, just some space, allow the things I haven't had as much time for. So the other like thing gnawing at me right now is like the privileged voice. Like it is, there's some privilege. And then the counter to me in that is like, I've worked hard, and then the privilege sneaks back up, and then the, you know, all these parts. So again, for the honest conversation around steadying myself as these different voices emerge, and I can see what's kind of been driving me for a long time because I'm like not heeding them. Do you know, I'm disobeying the rules of these different voices, and I'm on like the hunt for new ones, like the pink sparkly voice and the playful voice and the kind of like return to original joy voice. So that's my big news in regards to 2024, and a blank canvas and a new page is the things that I am shedding and releasing and letting go of. And Radical Wellness will still continue in its absolute glorious form. Please follow along with their excellence. And as for me, I'm going to just kind of be in the I don't know for a while. So you are welcome. You are welcome to join me in an I don't know journey. To give me a suggestion or an idea or a thought around things that could be next. And you're also welcome to kind of bring your own like voice that rubs up alongside this piece of like, ah, like I've had some friends just be like almost unsettled with my lack of knowing what's next. And that's okay too. So onward. Again, my aim is to continue to show up in pursuit of joy here and to give some practical, at least like information around how I'm trying that on and how it's going and what emerges when I lean closer into that space and what that sounds like. So if that's something that's interesting to you, I'd love to continue to have you as a sojourner in this space. And also to thank you guys for your listening all these years, as it's been a windy path, hasn't it? Okay. If you were sitting with me today in my backyard, I would want to know your thoughts on joy. I'd want to know if you've let joy take the wheel before. I'd want to know when was the last time you knew what that meant. I'd wonder how much time or room you get around a passion. I wonder if you've had other ideas about your life. You know, and then I'd want to just like stop and listen to the wind chimes for a bit and watch the grass blow and listen to the wind in the tall eucalyptus trees. And maybe we could just marvel for a moment. Maybe we could just let that be enough to just be here. Yeah. What a gift. Okay. Talk to you soon. Cheers.